Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Well, from Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Charles Caleb Colton said, "Times of great calamity and confusion have been productive for the greatest minds. The purest ore is produced from the hottest furnace. The brightest thunderbolt is elicited from the darkest storm. Where can hope be found in the midst of despair? Is it possible to get order out of chaos? When you experience heartbreak, can you find healing?" Our guest today is living amidst a superstorm, Superstorm Sandy, and all that comes in the wake of the destruction. He's here to remind us that there is hope, whatever the storm may be. We pause at the beginning, typically here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, to remind you that we exist here as a program to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. We want you to know how much Jesus loves you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what storms in life you may be facing, that He loves you so much, He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and 3 days later, He was raised from the dead. And the living Christ today calls you to Himself. Pastor Bruce Ho, he's the associate pastor of Morning Star, New York. He's the evening service pastor there. He graduated from high school in Guam and then graduated from the University of Hawaii with a degree in zoology. He's married to Terry, and he's here with us all the way from New York by telephone to share with us heart to heart the things that are happening there, the things that are going on in his life and his ministry, and what the Lord can do and will do and longs to do in your life, whatever storms you may be facing at this very moment. Pastor Bruce, welcome to our show.
Dan, it's a pleasure to be on. Thanks so much for having me, and thanks for reaching out here across to the other side of the nation.
All the way on the other side.
All the way to the other side. Although I always say, you know, Hawaii and New York are connected, where it's just this all island living. We live on an island called Manhattan and used to live on an island called Oahu. But it's all the same, just island living.
Island living. Pastor, I mentioned a little bit, but give us more detail. Where did you grow up?
Sure. I was born and raised in Hawaii. And then sixth grade, my family moved out to Guam. And I spent my junior high and high school years there, then came back to Hawaii for college, and then have worked different places, you know, both overseas as well as on the mainland. 8 years ago, moved here to New York. But you know, you were talking about the storms, and you know, it certainly has been quite a lesson. Every storm that I've been through in life, although I grew up with really, you know, growing up in Hawaii was idyllic. It was just had a great family life, great mom and dad. Everything was provided for. I grew up over in the New Valley, and when I moved to Guam, was the first time we really experienced a storm. We actually went through a typhoon there, and a huge typhoon, a superstorm. Winds of 150 miles an hour, gusts to 200 miles an hour, really total devastation. And that really taught me a lot about storms. And I feel like it's prepared me for this time here in New York City.
you know, in your growing up years, who would you say influenced you most?
My growing up years, who influenced you most? Well, you know, the truth, of course, like most people, is obviously your parents have a great influence on your life. And mine definitely had a great influence on my life. Also, pastor that we had, that I grew up under, Sam Webb, who was pastor of Grace Bible Church there for many years, but was also the pastor of our church out in Guam. He was a huge influence on my life in shaping who I am, just his character. And yeah.
Yeah. In what way? I mean, you mentioned your parents. What was it about dad and mom that influenced you? And then again, Pastor Webb.
Well, my mom is someone who just loves everybody. Everybody loves her, but she just truly loves everyone. She's a woman who just is number one, so in love with God, has her life totally devoted to Him. She is a woman who has many gifts in terms of in the natural. Both she's brilliant, she's energetic, she's musical, but overarching everything, she's just totally sold out to God. Hmm. And that has always influenced me. She has just such a deep-rooted faith in the Lord and such a love for everyone that stems from that. So that's certainly has influenced me and continues to influence me. My father, who passed away in 1989, was a man who was just always, I always looked at him as being just rock solid. No matter what else was going on, he just always had a word of wisdom, always knew the right thing to do. And he was the type of man that many of the young men would always go to get words of wisdom. And he just always seemed to have just sage counsel for anyone around him and seemed to always just be the even-keeled man. And so I learned a lot from him just watching how he led and the way that he led with wisdom. So those two influenced me in those ways. Pastor Sam Webb is just... he is like what I consider the epitome of a pastor, just a man who cares, counsels, who he's the guy you want with you in your deepest, darkest storm. He's going to walk with you. He's never going to waver. And what you see, you know, in the pulpit with him is what you see in real life. I've grown close to him. Our families were very close. We spent every holiday, every weekend together. We vacationed together. And so, I've seen him in all different times of life, the highest points, the lowest points, and seen that he walks with consistency. And that spoke volumes to me, especially when you look around and you see celebrities and pastors in this day and age who are really geared, you know, are influenced by so many other things. But to see a man who really, you know, walks the talk, and who lives out Christianity the way that he teaches it, that's had a huge influence on my life.
So you are a beneficiary
of many,
many great character qualities in those who have exemplified, really, your mom and dad, Pastor Webb, exemplified Christ-like living with longevity, wouldn't you say?
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. And now you're there in a very, I think in a very critical time. I do want to talk about how you got there, but in a very critical time in New York and in the lives of people, taking this legacy and investing it in the lives of others, those whom the Lord has brought to you. Now, how did you become a Christian?
You know, I became a Christian very simply when I was 7 years old. I was in a Sunday school class, and back in the day, you know, back in the dinosaur days, before computers and all that stuff, but this is back in 67, and was in a Sunday school class. Back in those days, we didn't, this was before PowerPoint, before even overhead projectors. We were in the days of flannel graph. Please put up film, cut out, you know. So
I remember that.
Back in those days. Yeah, you remember those days? Uh-huh. All those old guys. So anyway, this teacher, Sunday school teacher, did a little flannel graph depiction of a heart, little red heart, and then a cross. And she read the scripture, actually it was a he read scripture, Revelation chapter 3, where Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone will open up, you know, I will come in and we'll suffer, or we'll dine with him, commune with him, build, have relationship with him." So this teacher said, "Well, Jesus wants to come into your heart. And if you've never asked him into your heart, you can ask him in. He wants to come in. And if you ask him in, then he'll come and be in your heart." And so she said, "Who hasn't asked Jesus?" And I hadn't asked Jesus in yet, so I raised my hand. "And who wants to?" And I raised my hand again. I thought, you know, it seems like a good thing to have God, if he's knocking at my door, to have to open up and let him come in. And so we said the simple sinner's prayer, and then she took that little felt cross and put it on top of the red heart. And she said, "Now that you've asked Jesus to come in, he's in your heart." And, you know, being in third grade, I just assumed that what the teacher told me was true. Mm-hmm. And so I knew Jesus was in my heart. I didn't feel any different. You know, I didn't leave a life of drugs and sex and, you know, at age 7. I just simply, childlike faith, said a simple prayer and believed what this teacher told me. And that's how I got saved.
Pastor, your story reminds me today, I think it reminds us, that it is with childlike faith that anyone comes to Christ. You have to have that simplicity of faith. It doesn't matter if you're 7 years old or 70 years old. To come to Christ, it's a simple faith, the faith of a child. And you know what? It doesn't matter if it was in a time of the flannel graph. It might be through the media of your iPhone or an iPad or your computer today. The message has not changed. The gospel of Jesus Christ remains the same amidst the development of all kinds of complicated technology. He loves you and he calls you to himself. And if you haven't done so yet and you haven't opened your heart to Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to do that. Because this can be the greatest moment, even as Pastor Bruce did at the age of 7. It could be the start of a new beginning for you. Whatever you're going through, whatever it might be, would you open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ? And if you want to do that, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. I've got some information for you there. And as we go on, you're going to get to know Pastor Bruce even more. But you know, he's there in New York right now. And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about how he got there. Here's a local boy, and he actually graduated from high school in Guam. But now, of all things, he's in New York. He's been there for a number of years. How did he get there? How did God lead him there? A zoologist is now a pastor in New York City, right there on the island of Manhattan. In fact, to find out more about his ministry, you can go to msny.org. When we come back, Superstorm Sandy. Who was he with? What happened? We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time?
What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Morningstar New York's story. I mean, that's the story of this church. It's one of God's hope and redemption in the midst of pain and brokenness. The congregation was actually birthed immediately after 9/11, the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Senior Pastor Ron Lewis and Pastor Rice Brooks and a team journeyed to New York City to minister to a city reeling from the shock of this unspeakable tragedy. Okay, so years later, we are here right now talking to one of the pastors of Morningstar New York. His name is Pastor Bruce Ho. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm so glad you're with us. And you might be tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment, and you might be saying, okay, I got to make sure I hear this thing in its entirety. Is it possible for me to get it? The answer is yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get the free podcast. But not only that, not only for yourself, I would say, you know, use it as a gift of hope to share with someone in need of hope, a boost, an encouragement. Send them a link, Facebook, Twitter, you know how to do it. Go ahead and send it to them there at thegoodlifehawaii.org. I also want to remind you that we have A Slice of the Good Life, Volume 1, an offering for you as a gift of thanks for a donation of any amount. We want to send this to you. It's a collection of 25 90-second features, compelling testimonies, related Bible passages, and a practical application. And guess what? In just 90 seconds. We want to give it to you. And go ahead, find out more. Make your donation at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Bruce, how did you end up in New York?
Well, I was pastoring there in Hawaii at Grace Bible Church Honolulu, and was actually going to go on a sabbatical and just travel for a year or two, and so visiting different churches around the world. Came to New York and had heard about this church in New York that was started after 9/11. Just intrigued with what God was doing here in the city, and so wanted to come and visit. Visited. Back in summer of 2004, and just felt like God said stay. And first I thought, well, okay, a month, and then 6 months, and then a year, and 2 years, and now been here 8 years. That's how I got here. wasn't planned. Wasn't a great big strategic move. Just kind of responding in the moment to what I felt the leading of the Lord was, and with the input of Pastor Norman Nakanishi and Sam Webb and different others, and ended up here.
You make a decision in the moment by faith. You just sense the Lord leading, and then you go step by step, and then your stay is extended a little longer, and now you've been there 8 years. But it's in those sort of simple moments, those innocuous places, where the Lord speaks to us, and with an act of faith, one step, the Lord repositions us as He has done you. He's repositioned you, and there you are at the heart of the city, at the heart of a moment of crisis, Superstorm Sandy. Where were you when Sandy hit?
Well, I was home, just where they told us to be. I was in my apartment. I actually live a block off of Times Square, right in Midtown here. All the bright lights in big city, and we're in a 10-story apartment building. And so I was here with my wife, and we just rode out the storm. We had all of our supplies ready, the water and the food and things like that. But really for us, it was we never lost power. Everything went well for us through the storm.
So it's like you're in the middle of the storm, but it went well for you. Describe what it was like for those around you.
Well, you know, it's one of the interesting things about just walking through a storm like this. In contrast, say, so like when I was in Guam, everything goes devastated by the storm. You walk out of your house, and you know the whole island is devastated. Everybody's sharing in the devastation together. Here in the city, the storm has come through. It's been interesting because in Midtown and all the area where I am is largely untouched by the storm. And for us, we never lost power. You know, so a lot of us were at home watching TV. Next day, restaurants start opening up. And where I live is the theater district, a lot of restaurants. And so people were coming from throughout the city and coming to this area to get some coffee and, you know, get dinner and stuff. And movie houses were opening back up. And it was almost like, in some senses, right after the storm in my area, a lot of folks, it's almost like vacation. You know, no way to go to work, and just hanging out with my wife and friends. And it's such a stark contrast to other parts of the island all around us, where hundreds of homes were just totally devastated. It was really like a tsunami coming in, 13-foot wall of water coming through and removing, you know, whole strips of homes. And one area where a fire broke out and firemen were unable to get to it. Many may have seen that on the news, Breezy Point, where over 100 homes were lost. And you look at the pictures of that, and it's just like a war zone. We actually drove by there yesterday, just going out, taking supplies to some of the harder-hit areas. And so there's such a stark contrast between those who lost everything, houses, cars, loss of life, and others who really were affected in many ways by the storm.
You know, we see the images on TV or on the internet, and it looks, you know, obviously there like you said, there's a just utter devastation, and yet, you know, it's almost like within a few miles, people are unscathed.
Mm-hmm.
How has it? Okay, it's election day, so how has it affected voting?
I'm not sure in terms of people getting to the polls. They're trying their best in those terms. As far as voting itself, I'm not sure that it would really change a lot of people's minds. You know, in terms of who they would vote for.
Mm-hmm.
I do know one area in terms of election that I think about that really affects me during this time is I just think about that whole thing of eternal election and think about, you know, heaven and hell, the most important thing. And to me, in moments like this, things like national politics, it's interesting. Politics can only do so much in a situation like this. And it's really the church that needs to arise in this moment and be concerned about, you know, I'm all for voting. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for us getting involved and in politics and standing up for righteousness. But our priority always has to be, I think, as a church, that eternal election, to go after folks in these moments. And I believe these storms come for a reason, that there is a hope of salvation in the midst of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
And the history of the church has always been that we rise in the moments of crisis. And that's how our church was started, right after 9/11, when Pastor Ron Lewis and Pastor Rice Brooks just piled people in some vans and RVs and said, let's go. Let's just go see how we can help. And I love that here, and this is just so common every place in the world that when and throughout history, when disasters happen, it's the church that rises up and goes in the midst of the storm and reaches out to people And so I just, you know, that's how I got here. That's how this church got here. And in the midst of the storm, that's what we as a church are trying to do is rise up in the midst of the storm and reach out and be the church, be Jesus to people.
Have you been able to continue having services over the last weekend?
This last weekend we had service. The Sunday before, we canceled our Sunday night service, and we've gone ahead and continued to have service. We had to move our services because one of our services meets in a school, and they were using the school for staging for shelters. A lot of folks are displaced, whether it's homeless people who've been displaced or, you know, buildings that have been lost, houses that have been lost, places without any power, electricity, or water. So they've had to move them into shelters. And a lot of the shelters are in schools. And so they have to use the school we normally meet in as one of the transition points. And so our Sunday morning, our service, one of our Sunday morning services was not able to meet in the school where they normally do.
Now you guys,
go ahead.
You have services on the east side and the west side?
Yes, we have a service on the east, one on the west, and one in Midtown.
Okay. What's the emotional level like in New York?
Well, it really varies. You know, here in Midtown, a lot of folks just kind of getting back to life as usual, they're back in work, and they feel a little bit like they came off of a holiday. And then there's also just a lot of the two things. One, the emotional loss that people feel, and the closer you are to the areas that were hard struck, the more the devastation affects you. The further away you are, the less you feel it. There's just human nature. And so there's that mix of some people feeling relief that they weren't hit, others mourning with those who mourn. I think that's what God always calls us to do, to mourn with those who mourn. And so there's that sense. And then there's also a sense of just, especially in the church, of rising up in this moment. I think that's been the most powerful thing, is just as you try to coordinate relief efforts, just seeing how churches have just risen up. Not only our church, but churches throughout the city have just risen up. People in our congregation have just jumped in wherever they heard of needs happening and gone there to serve.
Once again, the courage, the spirit of more than survival, I think it's we could say, or perhaps we should say, that it's a supernatural enlivening of a strengthened spirit of hope that comes, that swells in the midst of pain, sorrow, brokenness, and devastation. The Holy Spirit comes and He enlivens our spirit in such a way that it emboldens us to bring the hope of Jesus Christ to others. And that's what Pastor Bruce Ho is describing, of how the church is bonding together, banding together, as we ought to be anyway, at all times. But isn't it amazing how a crisis moment seems to galvanize us to the place where we ought to have been all along? Well, you might be going through a storm in your own life right now, or you might be unscathed at this particular time. But the Lord has a purpose for you in that. If you're in the storm, it's to open up your heart and receive the hand, the love, the grace that God is going to send to you, is already sending to you. He might be sending it to you. Did you know it? Right now, as Pastor Bruce speaks to you from New York, right here on the Good Life Show. And if you're unscathed, you might be called of God at this very moment to be positioned into the life of someone whose heart is breaking, whose heart is broken. And you can bring the salve of the Lord God's amazing love at this very time. Are you willing to be used by Him? When we come back from our break, we'll talk more. Pastor Bruce will share heart to heart about some of the specific things that Morningstar New York is doing. How long do they anticipate recovery is going to take? You know, that comes on various levels as well. And why does he think God allowed this to happen? In fact, to find out more about his ministry, you can go to msny.org. But stay with us, okay? Don't leave. We'll be right back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It was about 11 years ago, driving into Manhattan. Pastor Ron Lewis, he was deeply moved when he saw the pillar of smoke that had once been the World Trade Towers. At that moment, he felt God clearly speak to him, "Out of these ashes, I will build a great church." Sensing the urgency of the need, Pastor Ron Lewis and Pastor Rice Brooks began making immediate plans to birth a new congregation in New York. And like I said, 11 years later now, we're talking to one of the lead pastors there. He pastors the evening service. He's the associate pastor. Pastor Bruce Ho, a local boy, is pastoring there in New York. He's with us today by telephone from New York, sharing the aftermath of what's happened in the wake of Superstorm Sandy. And you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. This is Danny Yamashiro, and it's a blessing to have you with us. And as you're listening, just a quick reminder about getting more resources at our website, devotionals, prayers. If you want to know what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, thegoodlifehawaii.org. And you know what? This is what's happening. Did you know that in the last year, we've had people come from all 50 states have come to visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. And get this now, over 100 nations have had people come and visit our website. But there's more. We have opportunities right now to reach people in Kansas, Missouri, California by expanding our radio program. Now, this is beyond the media ministry of the internet, but in other states. The opportunity is there, but again, with a donation of any amount, I want to extend my hand to ask you to partner with me and our ministry to take the message of hope and love in Christ to many, many more people. And we can do that together. And for a donation of any amount, I want to send you a slice of the good life. It's a collection of stories that inspire you on life's journey in just 90 seconds. Here's volume one. I want to send it to you for a donation, again, of any amount. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Bruce, okay, Morningstar New York. What are some of the specific things that you guys are doing right now in the wake of Superstorm Sandy?
Danny, one of the things we're doing is just support being a coordination center for people who are donating both finances and goods as well as time to reach those in need. Primarily, you know, the body of Christ is so much more than just an organization. It's really the people, and it's people rising up where they are to reach out in the midst of the storm. That's a lot of what we're doing is for us just coordinating as people are out in some of these stricken areas and communicating with us what they need. Then we're connecting that to them. Yesterday we took a SUV loaded up with cleaning materials, cleaning supplies, and water, because that's the latest we heard of what they needed, bleach and gloves and paper and plastic sacks, just took it out there. We've taken clothes out, food, taking food to some places that have no electricity, no power, no ability to cook food, and some of our teams have gone out to do that. A lot of it's just going door-to-door in some of these big high-rises, and it's interesting, you know, as our teams have gone door-to-door in some of these high-rises with no power, no electricity, especially in some of the housing projects where you know, just have to knock door by door. Some of these elderly folks cannot get out of their apartments. They've been sitting in darkness with no running water, no electricity for days, and no food. And it's been cold here. You know, temperatures have been getting down to the 30s and 40s. And so, you know, our teams and churches throughout the city, but some of our guys have been the first people that they've seen. And some of our guys have gone out. They've been told time and again, just, you know, You're the first relief people who've come out to us. We haven't seen any government workers, any you know, big Red Cross workers, but you guys have come, and I think that's the heart of Jesus. You know, that's the act of faith. I think the scripture God really spoke to us as we've been going through this is that story of Jesus in the midst of the storm with his disciples when he said, "Take the boat out," and so they're going out, and that storm hits in the midst of the storm. They're saying, "Jesus, you know, what are you sleeping? Can't you see we're all going to drown? Aren't you concerned? Don't you care?" And that is so often how our hearts respond in the midst of the storm. It's, "God, don't you see? Don't you care?" And Jesus' response was, you know, "Where's your faith?" What connects us, God, to our situation is our faith. They didn't even need Jesus to be the one standing up. If they had trusted the Father, they could have tuned into the Father's heart for them in the midst of that storm. The same for us in the midst of any storm, is that we can tune into God's heart, like for the city, and not get caught in that same, you know, our human thinking of, "God, where were you in the storm?" Like Mary and Martha, Jesus, if you only had been here soon enough, Lazarus wouldn't have died. If Jesus had just come through, the storm wouldn't have happened. Where were you? Our hearts need to be tuning into God and saying, "God, you know, what's your heart for this? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to respond to this storm?" God hates storms as much as more than all of us. He loves people. He laid down his life, gave his only son for them. And so, you know, we have to understand that God's heart, God looks on us with favor. God looks on us with love. God looks on us with a great desire to meet and reach those in need, the sick, the broken. That's the history of Christianity. I was just recently reading an amazing book, "Who Is This Man?" by John Ortberg, and it talks about Christianity's effect on the whole this area of human compassion, and how Christians have always been in the lead, and that's God's heart in these places. And relief workers will tell you, it's always the large majority of relief work that goes on whether it's Red Cross or Salvation Army or just individual churches. It all goes back to the soft Christians who are at the forefront time and time again, because that's the heart of God. And so we, as we've been out there yesterday just walking in these areas, some of the hardest hit areas where just row after row of homes devastated, street after street of just debris, all lining the streets as people are trying to start cleaning out their homes. And some of these areas that they're in, gang-infested areas where, as we stopped at each relief point, the police and the soldiers would come and say, just make sure you're out of here by sundown. Mm-hmm. And our church member who's actually who was taking us through that area and worked in that area said, yeah, I used to work in a lot of these areas and did cells, and, you know, there's just gangs everywhere, lots of violence. And part of the reason why the government, you know, ignores it is just they're the poor, they're the downcast, the downtrodden, and just the far reaches. And as a church, that's where we need to be, is in some of those, the roughest spots, the roughest places, bringing the love of God. I think that's just Jesus' heart, is that faith is just really, faith is not just our ability to believe good and think good thoughts or believe things, but it's really our ability to trust God's opinion and to trust what God says and to tune into what His desire and His purposes. And God's purposes are always to go where the sick are. Matthew 25, you know, when you're hungry, you know, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. And I believe you would say, when I was in the midst of the storm, when I was devastated by the storm, you visited me. And that's, you know, it's amazing. Right now, we're getting calls from all across the country. We're seeing people bring in truckloads of relief and people donating, finances. And just to begin to get out and help these folks, because all the release is good. That one of the main things that people can do is with showing the heart of compassion, it's really to open up their hearts so that the God of compassion can come and bring a life transformation. And some of these broken and devastated areas, it's really not a matter of how much money we can give or how much we can donate, because really, you know, we're just like this one story we heard. Friend of one of the members of our church, a mom of two children, she had her arm torn off in the midst of the storm, despite debris flying through the window, bled out and died there, you know, in front of her two children, the two young children, and you know, no place to go, no place for them to run, and you know, the wounds and scars that come into a young life at a time like that, that's really something only Jesus can heal, and it's really the compassion of the believers coming in, so it's, as Christians come, bringing the love of God to people, that true healing comes. That's why this church was birthed here in New York City after 9/11. That's why we want to respond to the storm, is that we know that the true need of humans for relief is the love of God, the reassurance that God loves them. And sometimes the greatest reassurance is just, we got to show up, you know, with tangible goods, in order to open their hearts to the love of God. I was just on a conference call with a bunch of pastors this week, and everybody just sharing what's going on and how we're responding to the storms. And you know, a lot of pastors, as they went to these different areas, they're saying, you know, as we visit our parishioners and our church members in some of these areas, they're so devastated, they don't even know how to start praying. And so a lot of times we just go, we hug them, and we pray for them. And we have to speak the heart of God back into their lives. We have to speak the love of God back into their lives. We have to speak hope and faith back into their lives.
Yes.
And so we just go in, you know, grab their hands, begin to pray. And because God will come through and meet them. But how He comes through and meets them is He moves through us.
Yeah.
You know, how will they hear, except someone sends?
Mm-hmm.
So... We need to go and we need to send, in order for people to see the heart of God through our hands and our faces and our feet.
Pastor Bruce, very, very powerful and practical. I marvel at in the practicality of it all, the power of the Lord. As your touch is His touch. Your speaking into their life is the Lord, the Holy Spirit, speaking into their life, speaking hope into their lives. And as that is happening, there in New York. What you're sharing here today, you're actually speaking into the life of one of our dear listeners right now who needs to hear. They might not be amidst Superstorm Sandy, but by all accounts, they're going through their own superstorm, whatever it is in their life right now. And that's a word of hope to them. Let's take a quick break now. When we come back, let's talk some more about making it through difficult moments. I think that's a point of relatability that we can all connect with. We all go through those times in life. And we've got an incredible resource in Pastor Bruce Ho of Morningstar, New York. Today, he's with us from New York by telephone and sharing about devastation. But in the midst of devastation, how there can be hope, how there can be a rallying together, a holding of hands, a linking of arms. And in doing that, bringing the hope of Jesus Christ in practical ways, the gospel of the Lord Jesus entering into the lives of people, and transformation taking place in the midst of calamity. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you might have heard it said before, one person can make a difference. Of course, we talk about voting. One vote can make a difference. One person, one life, one destiny can make a difference. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Pastor Bruce Ho. He's the evening pastor there at Morningstar New York Church. He's an associate pastor there with Pastor Ron Lewis and Pastor Lynette Lewis. And a dynamic ministry going on there, birthed out of the 9/11 tragedy, but out of the ashes comes a beacon of hope that exists today amidst the wake of Superstorm Sandy. And he's with us from New York via telephone. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Remember to get the podcast for free. Send it to family and friends. This is a gift of hope and encouragement. You know, one life can make a difference. Pastor Bruce, if you could do one thing to change the world, what would it be?
I believe that as Christians, we all have a sense of God's heart. Sometimes it comes in the form of what we feel like a conscience, a thought, an idea. And I think it's really responding to God's heart wherever we live. I think that's the most important thing. It's Jesus just said, here's the key thing. Man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And I believe that God is always talking. He so loves the people around you. He so loves you and the people around you that he is always speaking, always talking, and mostly it comes in the form of thoughts, impressions in our heart. And tuning into that and being obedient to that, I think, is what transforms our lives and transforms the world around us. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by a word from the Lord. And God is always speaking. As we read his scripture, obviously there's ways that we can hear him better by reading the scripture, by praying, by being in fellowship, by feeding ourselves with the word of God through radio programs like this or podcasts or different things. There's so many ways that we can fill our hearts up. But the most important thing, I think, is for us to be people who respond. My sheep know my voice. And those who are my disciples, they obey me. They hear what I'm saying, and they step out. And I think that's what Jesus meant by he said, we don't live by bread alone, by every word, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, is that as we learn to be people who respond to God in our life situation and see the circumstances and the people around us through his eyes and what he's thinking and what he's feeling, that to me changes everything. Hmm. It changes how we see the world. It changes how we see ourselves. We no longer address people by how we see them or by how they've treated us. But all of a sudden now, instead of responding to people according to how they've treated us, we respond to them by God's heart towards them. Instead of responding to circumstances, disasters, and devastation like this according to the circumstance, we respond according to the heart of God. And so like the disciples in that boat in the midst of the storm with Jesus, they were yelling at Jesus based on the circumstances. Jesus, don't you know we're drowning, we're dying, what are you doing sleeping? And Jesus' response was, where's your faith? Mm-hmm. You know, where's your response to God and his word and what his heart is, how he's seeing this storm? And through that faith, he calmed the storm through responding to God's heart for that storm. And so whether you are in a personal storm yourself or you have people around you who are walking through a storm, our place as Christians, our role, our assignment here is always to bring God's heart to that person, to our own situation, to see ourselves and them from God's perspective.
Pastor, we have a couple of minutes left. Okay, someone is in their storm right now. And as you've said so eloquently and encouraged them so eloquently, I think it's so fitting, if I could say it that way. You're in the middle of a storm, Superstorm Sandy. You are bringing relief, very timely relief, strategic integration into the lives of people there. But you're integrating here, too, with our dear listener. And somebody right now, gosh, they could sure use someone standing with them, essentially like holding their hand and praying for them. Pastor, can you say a prayer for someone in the middle of a storm right now?
Sure. Father God, I thank you that you are the God of the storms. That, Lord, so often, like the disciples when they were in the boat by themselves, Lord, you came walking on the waves in the midst of the storm. That, Father God, whatever our circumstances that we're in, Lord, you come to us in the midst of that storm. You are reaching out to us. Lord, you are caring for us in the midst of the storm, that we do not go unseen, but that you are the God who sees, and you are the God who moves. You are the great shepherd who comes to rescue us from the pit that we've fallen into. And, Lord God, whether the storm is the storm of our own making or whether the storm is outside of our control, God, you don't judge us either way, Lord, but you come and you minister to us. Lord, you come and you reach out to us. And I just pray for those right now who are walking through that storm, that God, you would reach out to them. Lord God, your Holy Spirit would surround them. Lord, I pray that they would both, one, reach out to other believers around them for strength and support. Lord, that they would fall to the knees, just like you commanded us, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, pray, cry out to you. Lord God, may they cry out. We cry out with them, Lord. We cry out on their behalf right now in this moment.
Yes.
Come.
Yes.
Lord, come and save, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Come. Peace of God that passes understanding. May you fill their hearts, Lord God, and fill their lives now. Lord, and I pray you surround them, not just with angels, Lord God, but surround them with other believers who would be your hands and your feet in their lives. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Bruce, you've been a blessing in the midst of a shaking, a midst of a devastation, but a blessing to our dear listener who needed to hear that. And I know that God is moving and answering your prayers right now. We got just a few moments left. Look, if someone were to write a biography about you, What do you think the title would be?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea. I can't imagine someone writing a biography about me. But you know, I would hope that they would write that he loved Jesus and he loved people.
Huh. And you know what? I think that's a fitting title. He loved Jesus, and he loved people, and that's what you've done today. Pastor Bruce, I want to say, you know, all the way there in New York, all the way here in Hawaii, but you know what? Two islands, right? Manhattan.
That's right.
And the island chain, the great state of New York and the great state of Hawaii. Here we
That's
are.
Right.
Brothers in the Lord.
You had your storm. You had your tsunami. We had our storm.
Yeah. And the Lord sends you to bring a word of hope and a word of calm and peace in the midst of that storm. Pastor, thank you so much. Big mahalo to you and for your graciousness and sharing the gift that you have of encouragement and the insights that you've shared from the Word of God and your experience. Thank you, Pastor Bruce.
Thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
In the next few days, you're going to hear more inspirational, timely stories of hope and faith. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. I want you to invite someone to listen in each day, 2 p.m., 12 midnight. And of course, our stories are now downloadable at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share them with a friend. Isaiah 25:4 says, "You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in distress, a shelter from storm, and a shade from the heat." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Pastor Bruce Ho. Find out more at msny.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Jack Waters, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.
Just leave it to me. I'll leave.